What are you looking for? 1 John chapter 4 verses 1 through 3. Have you ever mentored a young Christian? It's a difficult process. When a heart turns toward Jesus, it gets Satan's attention. He knows it's easier to get the new believer back in his arena if he can stop them from going all in. So he pulls out all the stops, not because he loves you and wants you, but because he doesn't want Jesus to have you. He'll do his best to convince them that the Christian life is just not worth the effort. So what do you say to them? Dear friends, don't trust every spirit. On the contrary, test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Here's how you recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit which acknowledges that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, came as a human being is from God. And every spirit which does not acknowledge Yeshua is not from God. In fact, this is the spirit of the anti-Messiah. Do you follow an inspirational speaker who never mentions Jesus? If so, you are soaking in worldly messages that tickle your taste buds, but fail to bring you to the Lord's banquet table. If you are being mentored by someone, test their advice. Are they advising you to do this and do that so you will grow rich and find happiness? Jesus doesn't teach you how to earn anything. Jesus teaches that if you will believe and trust in him, he will change you from the inside out and fill you to overflowing joy. True wealth begins on the inside. True happiness cannot be found horizontally through other people or things of the world. A vertical love connection is the only way to lasting joy. What are you striving to grow today? Your wallet or your heart?